Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Burch-Tester. Today, I am talking to Stacey DeZormo, and we're talking about her book, Fish, Fish, What Kind Do You Wish? And I'm so excited to have her on the call today. Now, you guys know that there's a very special place in my heart for children's book authors. They have a way of sharing needed wisdom, lifelong wisdom, with our little ones in a way that they are able to grasp and understand. So I love it. So let's go on and jump right in. Hello, Stacey. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Dr. Angela. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I have to ask about the title of the book, Fish, Fish, What Kind Do You Wish? I like it. How did you come up about that title?
Well, I love fishing. We do a lot of fishing as a family. When my husband and I were dating, he would take me fishing in the bayous of Louisiana. And it was so pretty just seeing a sunset on a bayou. It was so magnificent to me. And I love, I'm a teacher. I love teaching. I love children. I have four of my own. And I love reading poetry to them. And I love writing it, reading it. And a simple rhyme about fish, I just started tossing around in my head. And I told my daughter, who she's an artist, she likes to draw. I said, Emily, we're going to sit down. I'm going to write this, and I'd like you to draw some pictures for me. And from that, it evolved into a story, and we submitted it 12 years ago to a publisher, mm-hmm. and made it into a book. That's how it came
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. I love it. Now, when it comes to the age group, the proper age group, people have different ideas when you say a children's book. Sometimes we think very small little ones, kind of like pre-K to kindergarten. Some folks, children's book right. is more so, you know, you may be second to fourth grade. Can you help us understand what is the age group or what is the school range for the ideal reader of your book or listener?
Well, I would say optimal age between about pre-K to second grade. It's a simple rhyme book. It has rhyme, rhythm, and repetition, and it's children love listening to it, and I've read it to my students. My daughter is a pre-K teacher. She's read it to her students, and months later, it's so much fun because they remember the book, and they remember the rhyme, and it helps them. It just instills a love of learning and helps them to be lifelong readers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a gift that my mother gave to me, the love of books. So I cannot agree Aww. With you more there. Now, one of the things in asking you this as a teacher, as well as an author, is that we've been told over our lifetimes that repetition is important. Why is it important to include the rhyme and the repetition in this story?
Well, children at an early age, when they're starting to put together sounds, you know, you think about it, there's 26 letters in the alphabet and close to 44 phonemes that they need to learn to have a solid grasp of reading and writing in the English language. So this book teaches reading using rhyme. The words rhyme, it uses rhythm. Children can clap to the book, they can stomp their feet, so it helps those kinesthetic learners. You know, it's auditory, they're putting the relationship mm-hmm. of sounds and letters together. And rhyme, you know, children hear rhymes, they want to create their own nonsense rhymes, and it helps them to have a solid grasp, a good manipulation of sounds, which leads to effective readers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you that you were mindful of that. I think that in more modern times, we're starting to realize that not everyone learns exactly the same. I don't think that they were very mindful of that, of our parents or our grandparents' generation. It was, this is simply what we're going to do, right? But now we're starting to discover that different people need different things, and one isn't more correct than the other. It just is. So I'm so glad that you were mindful of that. Now, when did you discover that you had a love for poetry, that you liked that form of expression?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I remember being in eighth grade and my English teachers reading Longfellow, The Song of Evangeline, and The Whispering Pines and The Murmuring Hemlocks. And I remember sitting in class thinking, that is so beautiful to make the English language almost sing, have a sing-song effect to it. So, and I just naturally used to put words in my head and make them into rhyme. And I've always loved children. I've always loved reading. And to be able, as a mom and a teacher, to do what I love and read to my students, it is just the best, and get them excited about it, you know. And with COVID, I wasn't able to put them on the floor, sit next to each other, and now with restrictions being lifted, I can put my students on the floor and read to them, and it's just such a glorious thing. I forgot how much I love to do that.
You are so right there. I know that for many people, it was quite easy to work from home and to do whatever they needed to do. And as you were saying that, it just made me think about all of the amazing teachers out there that had to get creative and hold their classes remotely, and the things that you guys did to really keep your students engaged and keep them encouraged and inspired to keep, you know, showing up via Zoom call or whatever it was, you know, every single day. So I can imagine being able to kind of hug those little ones and just the energy that they give off when they're excited about learning.
Absolutely.
You are so right. It is infectious. That's a good infection to have, right? If we're gonna catch something, let's catch that joy from our little ones. So you are so right. You're so right there. I was a teacher's assistant for about 2.5 years, and I absolutely positively enjoyed it, and I had the little ones too. So, yep, they are a fun group of folks. Yeah, they are. I can totally understand why you wanted to have that age group as your students. I love it. Not knocking our high schoolers out there, where there's something about the little ones. Now, you were explaining, right? You were explaining about the story of how you came about the illustrations, but I want to give you a little bit more time, because with children's books, it's not only about the story that you're trying to tell. It's not only about the limited pages that children's book authors have to kind of tell their story and make their point, but you also have to really be aware of what the pictures, the illustrations are speaking or saying as well. How did you go about making the determination that, yep, I think she's going to be the one who's going to illustrate the book for me?
Well, my daughter has always loved to draw, and she actually has a hearing impairment. So she started drawing as a release, and she just did a lot of it, and she always paid close attention to detail. So I had my daughter draw the pictures, and it was important to me. We did this about 12 years ago, and I told my daughter, Emily, it's important to me that on the cover we include children in a boat that come from a diverse ethnic background, because I wanted children to look at the pages and relate to them and think, hey, that's me in the boat. You know, I can go fishing, and fishing is such a fun family activity, and it's free. And, you know, my husband and I went to a park last Sunday. We saw families fishing together and just spending a fun Sunday together. And I thought, this is what we're all about, spending time with family and going fishing.
Absolutely. And I do. I love the cover of your book. As soon as you see it, it is fun. It is bright. And like you said, it is diverse and inclusive. I love that it was done in a way that is very easily recognizable for little children, right? Like I will say that the kids are not ambiguous. Like, I don't know, is that girl supposed to be me or is that boy supposed to be? But it is definitely like, hey, that kid looks just like me. And I love that. Children don't have all of the little nuances. You know, they're not reading into all that other stuff that we as adults are. And they just simply... Cool. Mm-hmm. I love that you were very mindful of that. And listeners, inside of the book, I'm not going to give it away. Go over to the Amazon page and you'll be able to take a look inside. You will see some of the pages and see how just absolutely adorable the illustrations are. And it really draws you in as a caretaker, as a parent, as an older sibling who might be reading the book to your younger sibling. Yeah. You know, it really is fun. I love what you did there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. I remember reading to my son's preschool class. He's 15 now, but when he was in preschool, I remember reading it to their class back in early in the year in September. And it was so funny because when I went to pick him up months later, the students were all running to me, calling me, oh, you're the fish lady who wrote that fish book. And they remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great.
And, you know, you said something that was really important there, and that is that we all go fishing irregardless of, or, you know, of where we live, you know, if we're the Gulf Coast, if it's the Pacific, if it's the Atlantic, it really doesn't matter. The Great Lakes. We're going to have those moments with family. And you're right. I think if we spend more time talking about the things that bond us, you know, that bring us together, mm-hmm. as opposed to the things that tear us apart. We not only have fun family stories, but we have fun community stories as well. And we're able to see each other in a much different light because we're all in the boat together. And that's what I like about your picture is that we can see that as a community, we're all in the boat. I love it. I love it. Now, Stacey, we are almost out of time, so I want to ask you this question. If there is one thing that you want for the listeners of your book to remember, or even those who may be reading the book, what is that message you want to make sure that they understand?
I think the message is reading is a super fun activity. Anyone can learn to read. And you can read the book and learn about fish and say the rhyme and learn about rhyme words. And hopefully it will encourage a love of reading and instill a love of nature. Just go outside and enjoy God's beautiful creation.
I could not agree with you more. It is the one thing that we were all able to do. Even during the pandemic, we could still enjoy God's beautiful outdoors. So I think you're onto something there. Stacey, thank you so much for coming on and spending time with me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. We know that your book is available on Amazon or wherever books are sold, but if someone wanted to reach out to you personally, what's the best way to do that?
I guess probably by email would be best. But and like I said, absolutely, they can go on Amazon and just type in children's book.
Alrighty.
Fish.
Alrighty. Thank you. Thank you so much again for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Angela.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, listeners, you guys know that I absolutely love taking a moment to say thank you to each and every one of you guys that are listening out there. So coming in the number one spot is my home country, the good old U.S. of A. Woohoo! Thanks for being number one. Number two is the Philippines. Thanks, Philippines, for being number two. Number three is Australia. Thanks, Australia, for being number three. Number four, my cousins across the pond in the UK. Thank you, UK, for being number four. And in fifth place is Canada. Oh, Canada, thank you for being in the number five spot. Because of your tuning in, you helped make our podcast an international success. And thank you to all of the other countries that are listening in. I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope that you have a really good day. And above all else, I hope you do it with a really great book. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye for now.